Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
Today on The Lowdown, a big week for Michigan in front of the U.S. Supreme Court and Olympic gold for Michigan athletes. Let's get started. I'm Ed Ronco. This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio, 9 minutes of Northern Michigan every weekday. We are starting today with Olympic gold because Boyne City's own Kayla Kuhn is now among the ranks of gold medalists. She and Team USA won top honors in the mixed aerial skiing event in Milan over the weekend. Teammates Connor Curran and Chris Lillis joining her in the medal. Victory comes with vindication for Kuhn after a fifth-place finish in the women's aerials last week. Journalist Ed Kleiman hopped on the line with us from Milan to talk about the gold medal win and what he expects will happen when Kayla Kuhn comes home to Michigan.
I think there are a few things here. First of all, coming off of the disappointment in the individual, where she was favored to win a medal because she is the defending world champion, she was clearly devastated by being fifth place, and she didn't have a whole lot of time. She had to get over that quickly and then bounce back and get completely refocused for another opportunity in the team event. And she did that, you know, beautifully. So that's amazing. Second of all, any gold medal at the Olympic Games, whether it's team or individual, is a very, very big deal indeed. So I think for her, what this is going to do for her confidence in her career, just the fact that when you're at the Olympic Games, it carries so much more weight when you win there than even at the World Championships or certainly at the World Cup. So that elevates her as well. And then thirdly, because this is a team event, she's able to share it with her teammates. In this case, it's a three-person team, two men and Kayla. And you could just see the bond that this group had together. And it just meant a lot to be able to do it for each other. So for multiple reasons, this is a very, very special gold medal for Kayla indeed.
So Ed, these are your fourth, fifth Olympics?
I think I'm on my fifth, something like that.
Okay, so you've seen enough of these now to know, because I'm thinking about when she comes back to Michigan, what is it like to be an Olympic gold medalist and, you know, come back to the place you're from?
So this got her so excited, and she's just going to be absolutely through the moon when she gets back to Boyne City. She said that she is planning to go back at the end of March, and she's going to bring that medal with her. And she said she wants to place it around the neck of every kid that she can find in the community so that she can inspire them and let them know whatever their dreams are, no matter where you're from. You know what? Those dreams can actually come true. And so she's just so fired up. And she just wants to thank everybody. You know, she went out of her way in the press conference after the competition to say that in that community, everybody she felt was getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to watch her. They had billboards of her. They had signs that said, Kayla ate here. I mean, she gets it. She appreciates so much the kind of support that she's gotten. So for her to be back there at the end of March, I think that's going to be a special time indeed.
Wow. Ed, thank you so much.
Okay, take care.
Journalist Ed Kleiman talking to us Sunday. After Kayla Kuhn's gold medal finish over the weekend with Team USA in the mixed aerials skiing event, Ed's work appears in many places, including the Boyne Citizen. Now to the U.S. Supreme Court. Two Michigan cases go before the country's highest court this week. Tomorrow, the justices will hear arguments about whether state or federal courts should decide the fate of Enbridge Energy's pipeline beneath the Straits of Mackinac. The state wants the pipeline shut down. The Attorney General's office argues that Line 5 is a huge risk to the Great Lakes and that it's a state issue and should be decided in state courts. Enbridge The Canadian company that owns the pipeline wants the case in federal court because it deals with international issues. The company also could have a better chance of winning its argument in federal court. We're going to be listening in on those arguments, and you will be able to hear more about what happened from IPR's Vivian Law on Wednesday's Lowdown. But we said there are two cases. The Line 5 case is heard tomorrow. On Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court hears a case out of Isabella County, and what those nine justices ultimately decide could affect people in Michigan who lost their homes because of foreclosure. Michigan Public's Steve Carmody has an explanation.
Isabella County sold a home to settle a $2,200 tax bill. The home, with an estimated value of roughly $200,000, sold for a fraction of that. Attorney Philip Ellison says the county owes his clients the full value of the property.
This is what we call the stolen equity, the difference between the auction price and the fair market value of about $118,000 that just vanished. And the government says we're not responsible for that loss.
An attorney representing the county says the family had ample time and opportunity to avoid the foreclosure and sale. The family's attorney says he'll pursue class action lawsuits involving other Michiganders who lost homes through tax foreclosure if they win. I'm Steve Carmody.
Okay, let's look at some other Up North headlines. A dairy herd in Charlevoix County is infected with bovine tuberculosis. A routine inspection at a plant showed the illness in a single cow. It was traced back to its herd where more cases were found. The state's Department of Agriculture and Rural Development says an investigation is underway to make sure additional cases have not come from this herd. The disease is present in white-tailed deer, which can transmit it to cattle, but bovine tuberculosis can be present in any mammal, including people. The Traverse City Record Eagles building is now on the market for $6.1 million. The newspaper announced earlier this year that it plans to vacate its offices on West Front Street and relocate. It has not announced its new location yet. The ticker reports that the sale includes the Record Eagle office building and a parking lot across the street. Also, the Grand Traverse Motel on East Front Street is for sale. The $2.3 million sale price comes with 18 rooms and sits on a little less than a half an acre. Tomorrow on the Up North Lowdown, two local chefs who are nominated for the top honor in their profession meet up with us for hamburgers. So what's good here?
And everything, if you're a burger person.
The Junction is what I usually get, but I'm going to start try something different today.
Snake bite.
We are talking about Restaurant Week and the food scene here in Northern Michigan. That is tomorrow on the Up North Lowdown. And that's it for today. Our producer is Austin Rollator. Steve Junker edits our stories. Music by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Ed Ronco. Thank you for listening.